This week on Video Death Loop.
Lunchables Mega Pack. Two deep dish pizzas with a ton of toppings and a full-size cola.
Plus, you're a big kid. Hey everybody, welcome to Video Death Loop, the podcast where we watch a short video clip on loop until we just can't take it anymore. I'm your host this week, Aaron Littleton. With me is your co-host, John Hurst. Hello, John.
Hello, Aaron. We're back. We're back.
We are back. Somehow we've survived the plague that has ravaged humanity for like 4 years at this point, and I'm somehow just now getting them. Always behind the times. Behind the times. Got me a nice round of COVID. It got me a rebound infection. I was having trouble breathing. I had the whole experience. You know what, John? I think I speed runned COVID.
You did. That's you got what COVID. Happened. You did COVID percent. Is that what happened?
COVID percent. I waited, you know, well after COVID came out, everybody got their COVID strats.
You learned the
down.
COVID. The COVID wall glitch.
I started running at a corner of the room, sort of like rolling and skipping backwards until I clipped into and out of bounds into the COVID zone. Mm-hmm. And it was all fun from there. It's all me. I'm the unhealthy one. John's the picture of health. He's been flying around the various fighting game locales, and meanwhile I've been like just laying in my living room coughing.
I've been big chilling. The most interesting thing that I've done is I've joined the local Facebook group for the area that I live in, just to see what the tea is around this particular part of the city that I live in. And I found out from I love this part of town is the name
okay.
of the group.
Okay, it's not just Knoxville.
It's kind of
your neighborhood.
Yeah, it's like, you know, like there's different communities and stuff, and like this is the one that I live in. But there's like, I love this community here. And then there's a second group that I found later on called I Love This Community Unrestricted.
Whoa.
And I'm like, I got to know what happened.
Let me guess. Yeah. It's a bunch of neo-Nazi shit.
You know what? I was expecting that. I will be honest. I was 100% expecting that. I was disappointed because you had to answer a whole questionnaire about very specific things in this community that only people in this community would know about the local Hardee's and what is the building that's been closed in there, and you go in there and you check. Yeah, it was a multi-part question. They wanted to make sure you were part of this community.
Admittedly, I haven't been on Facebook in a hot minute, but the idea of like a questionnaire before you join the Facebook group is several notches of intensity higher than when I left Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
I left Facebook, it was like, I don't know, what if I made a Facebook group that was about ghosts and I called it ghosts I just invited a bunch of people to it to see who wanted to talk about ghosts.
It's all changed now. It's like the war has changed. Like you can set up questionnaire and like approve people to be part of it, so you can if the case they're bots or for God's sake, maybe I'm part of halls or something, who knows.
John, did you get into the the velvet rope Facebook group where you can talk some real shit about your neighborhood?
I did, and you know what? It's the same exact group, except there's more ads for local businesses in there.
Oh, okay.
It's incredibly disappointed.
Coming by our skinny tea or something. It's definitely not a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, it's like, come on down. I have a bunch of candles. Why, please? I bought too many candles. What am I going to do? I guess I'll burn my house down for arson.
Next week, the new update to I Love This Community, the new question is who burnt their house down because they had too many candles?
Why is there a bunch of wax on the sidewalk?
Yeah. Well, that was clearly Janet.
Yeah.
No one was buying Janet's candles.
Yeah. Janet, you need to first of all, Janet, you need to work on your salesmanship if you want to get rid of those candles. Second of all, you had way too many candles. We know that now. Everyone knows it now. Neighborhood smells great, though. It smells great.
Yeah.
Like it smells like a, it smells like an apple tree. It's great.
It's like a Bath and Body Works threw up all over your neighborhood. I mean, Janet's dead, but, you know.
Yeah, this
is the price you got to pay.
It's the price, you know, sometimes, you know.
Good smelling neighborhood once your Hardee shuts down.
Yeah, no, that is what you have to do. I was totally expecting some like real shit talk. It's like you know what, those people over in the other neighborhood, they fucking suck. I was expecting that, and like they didn't even have that. They were at like, it was just like, let's be more of the same. And both, it's incredibly disappointing. Your local neighborhood community on Facebook, incredibly disappointing, probably.
Yeah, I one time made a fake account to join the, what's that one website that's supposed to be all neighborhood based?
Oh, the neighborhood
next,
alert
next
or
door?
Next door, yeah.
Like I didn't want to join Next Door, but I did kind of want to see if anything was going on.
Yeah.
On my neighborhood and Next Door, and I made, you know, fake account. Got on there, nothing was going on, and
you made Baron Biddleton.
Baron Biddleton at bmail.com.
Yeah, of course.
Is bmail.com a place you can get burger mail? Maybe it's mail for burger enthusiasts. I'm not sure.
I could
they really miss
good,
that
like,
Hardee's from neighborhood.
Newsletters are coming back in again. You know that, right? Everyone wants to get their news by with a little personal touch in there. Like, you know, send it out and get it in your email. Don't want to have to browse out of like a website anymore. God.
Nope.
Yeah. I could use a good burger newsletter. If anyone out there, questions at videodeathloop.com, send me give me like the good burger newsletter out there.
The good one.
Yeah.
None of this low quality burger.
Mm-mm.
Lowest quality burger, John. Real quick before we get started, where you get your lowest quality burger?
Ah,
if you need that,
Sonic.
If you need it,
Sonic, 100%.
Oh, really?
I don't like a Sonic burger. It's just like it, like everything that is not a shake is just kind of disappointing to me in Sonic, honestly. So it's not that good. I mean, like McDonald's, you know, of course, like McDonald's is kind of the, like, this is good enough for, like, I need something that is resembling food in me in there.
Right.
Like, you know, I need this. This looks like food. I can eat it. And I, you know, I may not throw up later. It's good. So,
I think I got a kickback. I think I like a Sonic burger better than I like, you know, honestly, I think I personally make the lowest quality hamburgers.
like in your home?
In my home. Because here's the thing.
Hamburgers are pretty good.
I can make a better hamburger. But when I make a hamburger just for me, it always sucks. Like, it's terrible. I don't know what it is. Because I will... Okay, so we don't eat a lot of meat in this household. Like, no one else in my home eats, like, red meat at all.
Really? Okay.
So, I'm kind of the only guy. So, if I buy red meat, I either need to eat it, like, right then, or I'll buy, like, frozen red meat. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I'll buy, you know, kind of pre-made frozen burger patties. Like, the Kroger frozen burgers. The tagline, you can eat these. And
yeah, great tagline. Got me to buy them.
And it's not like microwavable ones, right? Like it's you know, raw meat that's been frozen. And because that way, you know, you have the flexibility of like, you want this one to be, you can kind of crunch it up and it can be like taco filling instead of a burger. You know, you have some beef options. When I make those, I'm always just like at the store. You know what? Maybe I'll make myself a burger this week. And I buy like a fucking 8-pack of bread. But by the time I see the bread, I'm already past the vegetables. I'm like, I'm not going to go back and buy like an onion and a tomato and some lettuce. You know,
to make it a real original, just like plain ass burger is what you're getting at.
Yeah. I mean, like essentially, yeah, well, I think that's just part of it. It's like, it's such to make a single burger, the amount of ingredients you have to buy to make a good one is just, it just sucks because you're going to have to buy, like I said, tomatoes, onions, lettuce. And like, yeah, you can probably, if you don't use all of that on your one burger, you can probably chop it up and make a salad or you know, have it around for a bit. But it's just like, it's too much. Like, burgers are just not a great meal to make at home, just kind of for yourself casually. Like, maybe if the whole family wants them and you want to have a burger night or whatever.
Okay, that makes sense. Like, doing a single person burger is not exactly the most extrav. It's like it feels over dramatic for what you're trying to do, get a single meal.
Too much. Like, it's just, for as much as like a burger feels like such a staple food, the actual amount of prep and like things you have to buy to make a burger. Like, if you really think about it, man, I'm on burgers, aren't I? I'm really coming hot on a burger.
You really are. I was not expecting this, I'll be honest.
Okay, let's just count them off. All right.
Okay.
Buns. Okay, you gotta get buns.
You said, by the way, you said bread and not buns earlier.
Okay.
Did you mean hamburger buns? A bun is in the bread aisle.
I've definitely made a white bread burger with the bread before. That's not a strong start, Aaron.
That's not.
So you make the burger. Yeah, I mean, but to make a decent burger, you gotta have bun. You gotta have burger, you gotta have the meat, you gotta have, I would say you need at least lettuce, onion, and tomato. Like, anything less than that, it's not a good burger. Like, every step down is like a huge quality drop in that burger. And probably ketchup, mustard.
Yeah,
like, you're talking 7 ingredients. But then honestly, like, who doesn't throw a little Worcestershire sauce on your burger?
That's who doesn't, maybe,
right? Like, who doesn't do that while you're, oh, I mean, I do. I always put a little Worcestershire sauce on my burger.
Yeah.
Like, not like, like while it's, like, I do it while it's cooking, not as like a condiment on top after it's done. Mm. And you know, honestly, a little black pepper and salt on that burger too goes a long way. I mean, you're talking 10 ingredients to make a good burger. 10. And now some of those, your condiments, your Worcestershire sauce, you can hold on to those. Frozen burgers, those stick around. You can kind of have those prepped for when you're ready to go. But at least 5 of them, like the buns, all the veggies, like, or I guess that's 4.
Yeah.
That's like, you have to buy them, and they're going to go bad unless you eat them pretty quick. Just a lot.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's a lot. It's a lot. Burgers,
Aaron,
calm it down. Calm it down, burgers.
Aaron, let me introduce you to are you familiar with the Made Right, like a burger? It's a Midwest tradition.
I have no idea what that is.
Okay, so it's often commonly called a loose meat sandwich, which is not a great name for a burger.
A loose meat sandwich.
Yes.
I love everything about this so far.
So it is mostly, it is a, you know, your typical, like, your hamburger buns, or like, you could use like, probably using like white bread might work just fine on this, honestly.
Okay.
But it's like, you know, you get a little ground beef. You like, it's like loose ground beef basically on a sandwich. It's like a sloppy Joe without all the sloppy on it. You get that on there. You put a little bit of onion.
Oh, you got a loose ground beef.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like, it's rolling, like, around.
Rolling around
nothing,
that bun.
Nothing like containing it. It's just going where it goes.
There's some mustard in there kind of holding the glue together on that, and there's some onions. And that's,
you're
really
asking a lot of mustard. You're asking a lot of mustard to, like, to sort of congeal a patty of meat together.
You know, yeah, it's got to do its job somewhere, and you got to trust it.
Loose
ground
beef.
Yeah.
Mustard and, what did you say, onion?
Yeah, onions mainly, and that's all it is. That's white bread. White bread, or you can do a hamburger bun, like I said,
do
a sloppy Joe kind of thing. But again, you don't want it too sloppy, just sloppy enough. You gotta gotta pick up the pieces. That's a Midwest baby. I'm just saying, if you want, it's like, I don't want to buy, like, it's like, I need to make a sandwich real quick, and I don't want to bother anyone else. And I want to make a single sandwich. That there are worse options. Like, you don't have to make a bun. Make a patty, I guess.
It's a few. I guess I just feel like the amount of effort to make a patty versus the amount of effort to keep your loose meat from just slopping off the sandwich at every bite.
Oh, it's going to. It's going to.
It just feels like the effort is so much less just to, like, when you get your scoop of meat, to just kind of let it fry in a shape rather than, like, whatever, like, scattering it in your pan.
Yeah, I mean, that is...
That's fine. I mean, that's fine. I don't... I guess I there's some level of the... You know, there's some level of this I'm not getting. There's something that makes this make sense somewhere. And you know, the, like, German background or whatever, you know, the people of the Midwest bring to the table. Like, and yeah. I'm not getting it because I'm not one of them. Mm-hmm. I know you're, like, half Midwestern, so yeah. It's always fascinating to hear what happens there.
Yeah, like, sometimes you just got, like... Sometimes you're just in the middle of a town full of 200 people, and you need sustenance, and you're not going to the store the next town over.
You got some loose meat.
Yeah, but it's a real situation, and you know you're making the best of it. You're giving it that Midwest spirit, and you know that's what it's all about. You know.
Yeah, I get it. All right, John. Well,
do I have a video?
We sure have. Yeah, I was about to say, hey, it's been a while. We haven't talked. We've all had time to think about burgers over the last couple of weeks. Anyway, as the host, I've picked out a video. We'll watch it for a little bit, I guess, at this point.
Yeah.
Till we can't take it. I mean, it's a pretty tough one, I would say. It's pretty tough. It's a pretty tough watch, all in all. So we'll get started. And I know what it is. Sean doesn't. And we're going to watch it in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, let's get to it. Let's see what this is.
All right, Sean. Oh. We are seeing a giant
scoop up. Whoa. This is like already heavily violent.
Yeah. No, it's his child. He's scooping up food off the street. Mm-hmm. And it turns out he's a child in a Lunchables commercial because he's hungry.
Ah, he's like drinking that and like he's not recycling. He's throwing it down on there.
Hell
like,
yeah.
Just making it. So this is a Lunchables. This is perfect topic, by the way. Perfect. Excellent.
Yeah,
excellent choice.
I don't know that what our burger discussion was necessarily inspired by the idea of Lunchables, but it certainly couldn't have hurt. My mind going in that direction. This is a Lunchables mega pack. It comes with two pizzas and cola.
Yeah, it comes with a soda pop.
And
on there.
Goes out of its way to say a full sized cola. So presumably at some point Lunchables was trying to pass off like some 8 ounce cola as like a real cola, and obviously not.
Not enough. I mean, you got to imagine like that, like the enticement. Not only that, like as a kid growing up, when you are allowed to have a soda and like it's like you can't have two because that's too much sugar. You're going to be bouncing off the walls is whatever. Right. There's something enticing about a all product that contains its own very own soda, which you could probably get away with like that one doesn't count. It was part of my Lunchable at that point.
Like you gave it to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it was already in there. It came with it. It's like the toy inside.
It's the this is probably, in my opinion, the least sort of like nutritionally allowable Lunchable. Like just the idea that it's literally like two cold pizzas. So it's just a couple, you know, it's just bread and cheese. And a few fake pepperonis, and then cola, that was a meal. Oh, it comes with Reese's too.
Yeah,
I think.
And there's two pepperoni pizzas in there, and a Reese's, at least one Reese's cup.
Good
in there.
Lord, like, I mean, this is clearly an old commercial. Like, I do not think Lunchables could get away with selling this these days. Like, no one advertises we're giving kids soda.
Yeah, this is part of that time where like around the same time as Surge, where they were like, "Hey, it has carbos in it, which means it's good for you." like carbohydrates and stuff.
Very briefly, like soda went through the whole, like, the original cigarette argument. Like, it's actually good for you. Don't even worry about it.
They tried.
It's got carbohydrates. So that's what you need, right?
Yeah, you just need a lot of them. Give it to America. I would like to briefly point out, like, where this commercial is going, and I'm disturbed by the implications of that. This kid is, like, he's dreaming that he is a gigantic kaiju-type creature.
Yeah,
like a Godzilla of sorts in there, and he grabs down and eats a whole watermelon stand or a fruit stand, like wood and all, as like watermelons are falling from his grip and like down in there. So it's like he doesn't care what he's eating at this point. He grabs like a fake hot dog, like from an animatronic, and tries to eat it. Doesn't care if it's a real hot dog or not. He's just going to devour it, and that's what a Lunchable is. That is a Lunchable. You don't care what it is. Just going in your mouth.
I'm trying to think of like what is the argument, like what is a Lunchable, and it's just like what's Lunchable. Your argument, like why buy a Lunchable instead of other food? And I guess it's food in a box. Just what if some food was in a box?
Yeah,
it's, and that's a Lunchable.
Yeah, it's, are you able to have lunch with it? Technically, yes,
sure. But why would you eat this instead of other things? It's just food in a box. It's just it's in a box. It's in a fun box.
I will tell you, as a, like the kid who had the the Gillette Five Razors version of the pizza Lunchable at this point. It's like it has a soda, it has like two of them in there. There's a lot going on with this. But there was like the Lunchable pizzas, like, and you know, like, and because of the branding at the time, like there was a real thing. It's like, oh man, that kid has the Lunchables. He was allowed to have Lunchables and not like a homemade sandwich that his mom lovingly created for him or something.
Yeah.
But it was like, no. That was a cool kid. That was a cool kid because he had the Lunchable pizzas and he could make his own. He was like crafting it what's that? The bear, the show, like the show that's about culinary stuff. The bear, is that it?
Culinary Harry? Bears.
Yeah,
I'm at a lot. Ratatouille is about culinary rats.
Yeah,
is that it? Like, why are we bringing bears into this?
That's the name of the show. It's like so a guy in a cooking guy in a shows. Kitchen. Yeah,
there's a lot of cooking shows,
mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Like the first, is it like Bear in the Big Blue House?
No,
Bear in the Big Blue House. Maybe. Why are we talking about bears?
Because would he'd make a Lunchable? Maybe it's like it's
a
like
bear some, would.
This guy, it's a guy. There's no bears involved, I don't think.
You said a bear would make the food.
No, it's not. No, I did not. I said it's called The Bear, is what I said.
Oh, The Bear. That's a good show.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I thought you were talking about a bear.
No, no.
I thought you said a bear that cooks. I don't know what the name of the show is. I'm like, what are we doing?
That's, I'm going to hold that pitch for later. I'm going to save that.
Like a
that
bear
for.
That cooks. It's called The Bear. And we just totally rip off Hulu. It's called The Bear. It's a bear that cooks, but it's a real fucking bear.
It's the same exact show. It is actually 100% same script, same everything else, except the main character is a bear.
But there's a bear. I think TV is ready for its bear period. I'm ready to have bears replace most actors.
I mean, can you imagine?
Just in general.
Yeah, I imagine like everyone else, like we even cast the same people to do like redo the script for those episodes. But in the place of the main character, it's just a bear, like a bear. Grizzly bear. Yeah,
like a real bear.
Real ass like, bear.
Barely trained.
Yeah.
You just put him in a kitchen and watch him like grumble around.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, the bear, we've got to get this food out. And he's like, rawr.
Yeah. And he's just like, it's like, okay, we're going to have to work around the bear a little bit. Why did we hire the bear? I don't know. It was a bear. What else we're going
to
do?
Every other network has its bear show. We got to get in on this bear trend.
Yeah.
While there's still money to be made.
AMC has Better Call Bear, which is Better Call Saul, but with a bear.
But with a bear, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, a bear could potentially solve problems. Like, you've got a problem, a legal problem. Here's a bear.
Yeah.
I feel like it sort of helps people to understand where the issue is. What's the best pitch we can come up with? What character in what show replaced by a bear it becomes the, I mean, like Better Call Bear is great. It's actually great. Mm-hmm. That's a choice. That's great.
Right.
The Bear starring a bear. That's pretty good too.
It's up there. They're both up there.
What about the nightly news from a bear? It's just a bear in a newsroom. He doesn't say anything.
Just like
snuffles around. Yeah.
Does he have a co-caster that's a human and like trying to play a like or is it just a bear?
I guess we're talking. Okay, we have to decide. Are we talking about the local nightly news, or are we talking like the world, like the ABC news? Like we're taking Peter Jennings and replacing him with a bear, or are we replacing like one of the people on the local news with a bear?
Well, I'm thinking like the ABC Nightline news type stuff too. Okay. But
they don't usually, it's usually like one person that's the host of those shows. So it is it's all bear all the time at that point.
Yeah. I do think, however, like it would catch on, and maybe like maybe local news, like, you know, some of those stations might not be able to afford a bear, and that's okay. But maybe they could, like, you know, maybe they get like a little lizard. They go to the like they get sponsored by the zoo, and they get their own animal that they take out like a Komodo dragon or something. I don't know.
I might argue that a bear might be cheaper than a newscaster, like especially like like a regular, like the reporters, like the people that aren't at the desk, they don't make a lot of money. I think a human would be cheaper than a bear in that situation. But your actual anchors usually like make a little bit more cash, and so just the idea of like upkeep on a bear, you know, like a bear habitat, bear food, I bet it's less than you would pay an actual, you know, news anchor for the year.
So like one
even
of the,
like, in
the,
like a just like it, even like a medium sized market.
So like some of the like the markets like the Clear Channels or whatever, they'd be like, hey, we're making a new initiative for this fiscal year. We're going to replace all our anchors with bears. We realize that this is a tough decision for the human anchors that we have, but I do feel like it's going to bring a new dynamic to the newsroom that we're all going to enjoy. The news anchors, you just clear desk. The bear doesn't need a desk, so just avoid the bear this year if you're still in the office. Thank you.
It's just cheaper. He can't read or do anything, but he is a presence on screen that draws eyes. They love seeing him in that newsroom.
Oh yeah, no,
they love the bear in the newsroom.
I can't go wrong. I mean, like ratings are up. That newsroom is a mess because everyone is afraid to go in there. The camera is just rolling all the time. There's a guy, the producer, just goes into the room that is protected from the bear, hoping that the bear will not break in. It hits the live button and then like holds on for his dear life.
We got to get this bear. There's emergency news. There's a tornado on the way. We have to find a way to make the bear tell people there's a tornado coming. Lives will be lost if this bear doesn't tell people about the tornado. Like, what's he doing? He's eating the carpet. Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, we got that little marquee at the bottom. We can read it. No, it's got to be from the bear. They're only going to believe the bear at this point. We promised them a bear. Here's the bear.
Yeah, the bear. I mean, people feel like it's a straight shooter. You know, feels like they could trust what the bear says and does.
He's running for property assessor next year.
Please vote a bear.
Yeah. It's
someone throw him a Lunchable.
Yes. That's how they pay it. Like, they spent all the money on the bear. They just don't have enough. So they've just been throwing Lunchables and hope that, like,
it's
he can't
like
make
food
his
in
home.
A box.
Yeah. It's it has so the cola easy. In there.
There's so fewer ingredients to buy for a Lunchable than buying a hamburger.
Yeah.
Like, it's like nine ingredients for a hamburger. Lunchables, everything's in that one box. You're good to go.
Yeah, he's gonna eat the whole box. He's gonna get everything he needs. He's got the pepperoni. He's got some carbohydrates for the bread. He's got some cheese in there. He's got more carbohydrates from the soda,
right?
And he's got like a little bit of chocolate, just a little bit of a sweet spot. Yeah.
The tornado is here, and the bear has not figured out the cola can. Everyone's dead. That is, the ratings have been great. They love watching them try and get into that can.
Yeah, no, it's not like people just left their TVs on as they run scatter to the tornado shelter.
Gradually, this network, every other show except just Bear in a Newsroom, starts going away.
It's like the like in the mid 2000s where everything became replaced with reality TV and then just it never stopped actually right. at that point. But it's like that, but with bears. Survivor with a bear would also be pretty good now that I think about it.
With the bear. That's just what they call it, Survivor with a bear.
Yeah,
you have to survive on this island. There's a bear.
Wait, what? Why do you mean there's a bear? There's some, we let loose a bear about 3 hours ago. We don't know where it is. Have fun.
He's hopped up on generic Lunchables cola.
Can I vote the bear off the island? You could try. You could try.
We'll see if he goes.
Yeah, that's all up to you.
You're more than welcome to. Maybe I won off the island.
Yeah. Maybe. There's two pepperoni pizzas in there. Is that supposed to be like one single lunch or is it like
yeah, over it's the a mega pack. It's for big hungry kids that are giant and want to eat all the food.
There's a
big
there's
hungry kid. I think this might have been where briefly like commercials and like corporations really started trying to draw a line between like kids and quote unquote big kids. I think there's like mm-hmm. there was like the big kids era where it's like if you were, you know, kind of like 10 or 11, you were a big kid.
Oh yeah.
Instead of
yeah,
just yeah. a regular kid.
You were one up, like you were playing in the bigger kid league in baseball.
I think McDonald's had like the big kid meal or something there for a bit as well.
Yeah.
You know, it was a step away. You graduated from the Happy Meal, but you weren't quite for a Whopper yet.
Yeah, it's like Whopper was too much, and Whopper Jr. was maybe like.
Did I say Whopper? Like I meant a Big Mac.
Okay.
We got to keep it on brand. One fast food place.
Okay. Yeah. Big Mac a little too big. Just got to get. You got to work your way up to that. You got to work your like that all beef patty with special sauce in multiple buns in there.
Got the Happy Meal and then mm-hmm. the Big Kid Meal mm-hmm. and then Burger King. What's the Burger King Kid Meal?
It was the Burger King Kids Club.
It was a club. It was a club you joined when you ate that hamburger. You got a club. The club being too young to realize how inconvenient it is to make a hamburger at home.
Yeah. And you got the knockoff license stuff that like that McDonald's hadn't used. So you got like you got like the Bubsy or the Acrobat or whatever toys.
Yes.
Really looking forward to my Shinobi toy I get in my Burger King Kids Club meal. But the Burger King Kids Club, they had like cool goggles and high tech stuff, and they were like, "It's like yeah, it's cool to be a BK Kids Club member.
It's cool. Get your Rise of Nobunaga toy. It's on the Nintendo.
I want to see like." I need to know if there's like a Romance of the Three Kingdoms toy like that, like just like that, like I'm somewhere. Surely
it was in a Sonic Wacky Pack.
Yeah, God, that's a dire situation.
Which you would never get because you hate their hamburgers.
Exactly. Yeah.
Maybe that's why you hate. Maybe you have a repressed memory of getting a Sonic Wacky Pack as a kid and pulling like a Dong Zhuo figurine. Like, who's this guy?
It comes with the factoids about like the Dong Zhuo. It's so you can learn while you're having fun. It's like no, that is the antithesis of being a kid.
I don't want to go to Sonic. I want to go to that Hardee's in John's neighborhood. It closed. You would know that if you were on the Facebook group. Buy these candles.
Yeah. Oh God.
Fuck it. I'm done. I think okay.
All right.
I think I've done. Well, I kind of want a Lunchable now. I'm not even gonna lie. Like as an adult, I sort of would watch a lunch. I would eat it. I would eat a Lunchable after watching that.
I feel like I was always denied the Lunchable because I think my parents were wise for one, I think, on that. But it was also like, but the Lunchable branding was so strong. It's like the other kids, they get to like make little sandwiches with their Lunchables and stuff. It's like, why can't I do that? It's like, I just, you know, just wanted a Lunchable as a kid. It's like, that's my,
it's just old, it's just old meat.
All I want is a Pepsi.
Meat and crackers.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like, you know, in preservatives all the way through.
Yep. Your parents were correct.
Yeah, they were absolutely correct. But I wanted
But as an adult, you should definitely go buy you some Lunchables.
Yeah.
See what you're missing. See what that's like. Come back next week. Tell me what the array of Lunchables is like in 2024. I wonder if they've expanded or if they've contracted to only like, you know, one or two of the most popular Lunchables.
You know, I'm looking, there was a website on that ad for Lunchables.com.
Yeah.
And I did decide to take a look at that, and it's blanked out. I didn't get very far before I saw there's a kids section and a parents section, and the kids section blatantly says, "This is advertising," at the top of it. It will like have a little sticky banner, which is good. Good on them.
Good
on
Lunchables for like keeping their website up for like 20 plus years at this point.
Yeah. No, I mean,
like that was, I think, a 2001 commercial, if we can believe the title of that.
Yeah. It's all about like, you got to build unique versions of your Lunchables. Like, you got to make like penguins and stuff of it. So, they have SimCity'd their Lunchables, it looks like.
Nice. I can stay in touch with Lunchables. I can sign up to the Lunchables newsletter. You're not
you
wrong.
Yeah. Shit. Yeah, you can I was talking about a burger newsletter. This is kind of like a burger newsletter. I'm not going to give them my email information.
It's too late. I signed you up for the newsletter.
Shit. Thanks, Aaron.
Well, you got to see what it says. When you get that first Lunchables newsletter, you let me know. Let me know what it says.
Did you really sign me up?
Yeah, man. You're getting it.
Thanks.
You said
thanks.
You wanted it. You at the very beginning in this episode, you said
I did.
All the cool burgers, and you've repeatedly told me how much you thought how cool Lunchables are, like their branding and all that.
Kid.
And they definitely have or have had a burger Lunchable. So I'm doing what you've asked me to do. It was as a friend I signed you up for.
You're not
the Lunchable
wrong.
Newsletter.
Okay, I'll accept whatever email comes through. It's like, hey, did you really want to join the Lunchable newsletter?
Are
really
sure about this?
Like, real? You're a first one. We don't know what we're writing about.
What are you doing? What has gone wrong with your life that you are subscribed to the Lunchable newsletter?
I guess I'll tell you what. When I get that, I will make sure you know. I will update you on the Lunchable newsletter situation.
I'd love to know. I'd love to, not enough to sign up with my own email, but I'd love to know once you get it.
Yeah, no, thank you for selling my, giving that to the Kraft Heinz Corporation. That
You're
really,
going to get so many junk food emails at this point.
I know.
I have no faith that the Lunchables division is going to keep that information to themselves. Like, they are sending this out to everybody. Like, you're going to start getting ketchup emails. You're going to start getting, like, Cheez-It emails.
Man, this may be the spice I needed for my email, honestly, at this point. So, yeah.
Yeah, you just never know. And you're going to always know. I did that for you as a friend.
Thanks, Aaron. I knew you were there for me.
Good. All right, folks. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. If you want me to subscribe you to the Lunchables newsletter, send us an email.
questions@videodeathloop.com.
I promise I will sign you up for it if you email us. You can send us suggestions there as well. You can also follow us on social media. But mostly, I suggest you subscribe to Video Death Loop and tell your friends about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. It's a cool podcast. You've been listening to it. You got this far. You liked it that much.
Good job.
How many things in your life have you given 40 minutes to? I mean, probably a lot, but there's probably a lot more things that you haven't given 40 minutes to. So, fuck, man, why not? Why not tell some people about it?
Yeah.
Come back next week, John Hurst will be your host. I'll be the co-host. I'll have to watch whatever he.
You had to really think about
dredges
not think.
Up. I came so close to saying John Host.
I knew that was like on the tip of your tongue. You tried.
I signed you up to the Lunchables email as John Host, so your email won't even be addressed to you properly.
Okay, good. At least it.
I used your real email address, but not your real name.
Okay, good.
All right, well, folks, thanks for sticking around. Sorry for taking so long off and being sick. It's not my fault. It's the virus's fault. But you can blame me, I guess. I'll take it. It's fine. Folks, I guess I'll see you next week. Bye!
Bye!